Let's
He might have said try, but it sounded like tug, and I like tug better.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to take these
calls.
Joe, let me give you a direct order.
Okay.
When people call you and tell you something like that, you just hang up. I don't care.
Okay.
And Joe, don't be so stupid as put these people through.
Right.
Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Okay, now that we're done with that, and thank you, Joe, for putting those calls up on the screen.
Joe.
We're looking for people watching the goddamn ballroom dancing show. Meanwhile, I got 10 mouth breathers all on the line going.
I think subconsciously Joe wants those calls on the air.
Yeah, I know. He hates those people, but he loves those people.
Right.
You know, and Joe likes to stir it up in here.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. But I think he knows now.
Well, I'll probably have to talk to him during the break. Just to make sure.
Okay.
You know, one of those father-son type chats we
sure.
have.
Sure. Take your belt off.
Take him out to the woodshed. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
If I really could take Joe out back and really just whip him. And I got a good big-ass heavy belt on today. That would be a good way just to get some frustrations. Okay, now, Joe.
The woodshed.
Okay, Joe, now listen. I don't have to see your bare ass.
Right.
Just pull down your pants to your underpants. Okay.
Whack.
Boom!
I was thinking the back, but yes, the bottom.
Well, see, the back could lead. I mean, what do we do when he goes to the pool?
Yeah, right.
And the neighbors say,
There'll be questions.
What happened?
Investigations.
Yes.
Right. That's why you keep
his back looks like Denzel Washington's in the movie Glory.
His ass would look like that.
His ass would look like that. Yeah,
that's
because
okay.
I've learned that from Law and Order, that what you want to do is you want to hide the marks
so that
the marks cannot be seen.
Right.
So it would have to be mainly, I would guess, in his reproductive
area.
Or
you bring in a Board of Education.
Oh, the Board of Education. That's
and after
great.
Every one, he has to say, please, sir, may I have another? Please.
Oh, Joe's trying his hardest.
He is.
He is. I'll say that. We get 100% of him every day.
Always.
Which is about 10% of what a real person would give us. But he gives us his
100%. He digs that, though. He digs the whole thing.
I know. He likes the fighting.
Right.
He loves the fighting. Joe. My man, Joe.
Your man, Joe.
Yeah. I think you've said it all, Mike. I think you've said it all. Tomorrow on the show.
You know, I do like Joe. Joe and I have very good. We do have conversations more than we used to.
That's good.
And you know, Joe, when he came here, Joe and I were, it was me and Joe when this whole thing started with him working for us. Remember doing our little Charlie things?
That's
together.
Right. I remember that.
And it's only after, like, we reached like the halfway mark when I really hated him. And then it's like moved, it's worked its way back.
You grew weary.
But then
when he
did the big pussies motorcycle club, then he knocked it back a few pegs.
He's just Joe.
Just stirring it up.
He can't help himself.
I know.
Ed Buzz, you're always there to defend him.
I think he's a good guy.
And that's, you know, that you're good and loyal like that, a good loyal friend.
I think he's actually very intelligent based on the conversations I've had with him off the air. That's how I know how intelligent he is. And I respect that and I admire that. And that's one of the reasons I like him.
So the on-air Joe is like a character?
Let's say that.
Rob, why don't you come to the microphone now when you're having that discussion?
So you're saying Joe's like Paris Hilton?
In a way, yes. And I think we should embrace that and celebrate that.
You think this is... okay.
It's a ruse.
He's coming in now.
Here comes Paris.
Here he comes.
Hi, Paris.
That's hot.
there she is.
Hey, looky here.
What you got there?
That's Jenny Finch. She's a softball chick.
Looky Lou. Oh, look at that. You got that off the intranet, Mike.
I think that's the big superstars.
What channel is the women's softball on anyway?
It would be a channel before Into You, Buzz. 206. It's something called ESPN.
I think she's married to a major league player.
That's a new channel. It's a brand new channel, Buzz. It's just come out.
Ah.
So, okay. Joe, is this a character, this role you play on the show?
No.
Buzz is telling us that he has deep intellectual discussions with you off the air.
Great conversations.
We've
had great conversations. You remember, Joe. Well, perhaps he doesn't remember. That's entirely possible. He may not remember the conversations, but we've had them.
Yeah.
It's a good-looking Miller beer hat, though, you have on today.
Well, thank you.
All right, get out of here, Joe.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Just like Paris.
He is impossible to hate, though.
Yeah.
He is impossible to hate.
Always. Well, that's because...
I've tried like hell to
hate him. I know you have.
For years, I've said he is sweet, doughy-headed Joe. Yeah. Not a hateful bone in his body.
Oh, now see, you're wrong there. Because Buzz and I get more of those conversations than either one of you guys.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I get those out in Smoker's Corner.
But his head is full of dough.
Yes, but you should hear his... You should hear him.
Sweet,
you know how you rail against the man, Rob?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, my God. I've heard that lecture before from Joe. About the man.
Oh, he is the railer of against the man.
He's right. Joe's like one of those guys that you see outside who was never in the service, but they've got on the old war surplus stuff.
Yep.
Sitting out front just going, you want to know what's wrong with this country?
He rivals Chris Owens when you get him really going.
Really?
Yes.
Now, Chris
Am
Owens,
I right about that, Buzz?
I think it's a fair statement.
I think
Chris
fair
Owens
statement.
Is known
the
as,
angriest person here.
Chris Owens is known as Grumpy Chris Owens. That's his official name.
You get Joe going, and that's on those discussions, he's got some interesting things to say.
I think a great cable panel show would be a Joe, a Wendell Hall, and Chris Owens. Those three. And just give them an hour.
Sure.
It wouldn't go an hour. There would be gunplay.
There would be shooting.
Absolutely, there would.
Good TV.
Hour and minute 13, there would be a falling corpse.
I'll just say this to you, and then we'll close. Oh, here, I was going to say every show needs a
He's
Joe.
He's coming back in now.
But here he is now. Hi, Joe.
But I'm not angry.
Mm-hmm. Well, about certain things, aren't you? Certain issues?
Yes. Wait, put your headphones on there.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, you are angry.
Put Some things about the man. Boy.
There is anger in you.
No, I'm just political. I like to weigh the political seesaw of life.
But don't.
There he goes again.
You are angered by things.
There he goes again.
No,
what?
Not really.
Are these the deep conversations you talk about,
See,
Buzz?
That's a very insightful comment.
Joe, how do you? But you do hate our listeners, at least the ones that call all the time.
No, not necessarily.
No, he hates the callers. He
right.
likes the listeners.
But Joe, you do hate the man.
No, I don't. I finally settled up with the man. Everything's
really?
Cool.
This is news to me.
We'll have to talk again.
Are we talking about the man in general, or are we talking about Michael Hughes, the general manager?
Oh, no, I'm cool with him, too.
Wow.
You're cool with Hughes?
This is all new to me.
Yeah, me too.
I'll continue this. I'm going out during the commercial break, and we're gonna have a follow-up.
All right, well, get out on the couch, lay down, and Mike will be out there to take your thoughts.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Joe and I do some bitching together.
Hold on. Come here for a second, Joe. Really? I mean, now...
How did you settle up with Hughes? Did he buy a T-shirt?
I would normally ask you this off here. Yeah, but I'm going to ask you on air. You're not kidding me? Like, you and Michael Hughes are okay?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do we have in common? Nothing. I'm not going to hang out with the guy.
Right.
So I might as well go along to get along.
You've come to accept him for what he is, right?
I got my money back from when I got stiffed for the 2 weeks of pay. You know, I went out and earned it.
Oh.
Took a part-time job. Thank you. But I got that back, and, you know, why hold on to it? It's like Cameron.
Let it go.
Why hate Cameron?
Well, because Cameron's stupid.
Yeah, I'll write you a letter.
That's no reason to hate somebody, Don.
Sure it is.
Well, you don't hate me.
No, I don't, but you're not the program director.
Oh, okay.
I see. I don't think of Cameron as the program director, so I don't hate him.
All right.
I don't hate him either.
See if you can do what I do. You just don't even think of him in those terms.
But
if Cameron was smart, he would put me on for 2 hours in the middle of the weekend, and I would straighten this town out.
Thank you. All right, Joe. Thank
he would
you.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's enough now.
Goodbye now.
And that's when you have a problem.
What's going on with him?
with Joe?
Yeah, because
I don't know something. Buzz would know better than I would.
I am telling you, brilliance. I am telling you that up until as late as last week, mm-hmm. I would just have random discussions. How you doing, Joe? And always be like, "Effing Michael Hughes. Mm-hmm. I hate Michael Hughes. Other than the fact that Michael Hughes is a jerk, everything's okay around here."
You know what I got from that?
And I, of course, would always say, Joe. If I ever hear you speaking that way about our supervisor again,
as you've told us all,
I am afraid I'm going to have to write a letter. And
you do the slap with the backhand.
Yes, that's right. Just gentle like Burt Reynolds, though, with that guy on the movie line.
You got his attention.
What I got from Joe last week, you know, Hughes came by my office, and he always sticks his head in to say hi because we're very close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as he goes by and waves and I say hi, Joe says to me, he says, "Like to see him say hi to me." And it's like, okay.
But he's okay with it now. He's come to terms with it.
Well, it's happened in the last 6 days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Apparently.
Mm-hmm. I guess you and I don't talk to him enough, Robbie.
Well, maybe we do.
We're no one does.
There.
But I will say this. He's sounding more and more like Mike doing Joe lately than
I'm
Joe.
I'm confused by this whole thing with Joe. I don't know where this came from. This is not the angry young man that I know.
Got a part-time job, thank you.
Find out about that, too.
And a courier.
See if it was like working in a porno store.
And what he had some other cliche, something like it's water under the bridge.
Got to get going to go going or something.
Yeah, you got to go along to get along.
Right.
What the hell is that?
You go along with the man. You go along with things to get forward, to move forward.
I know what that is. What I'm saying is those are like
Steve Johnson who just walked by the window. That is his mantra.
Yeah. Nobody does it better.
You have to get along. You got to go along to get it.
That's
whatever
not his mantra. His mantra is next time, not so much ice.
No, but Joe's never.
No, it's actually two words. Just enough.
Joe's never been one to toe the company line.
Well, I don't think he is now. He's just okay with it. He accepts it for what it is.
Maybe he's getting ready for married life.
Oh, yeah. We keep forgetting about that.
When's that happening?
Or I don't know.
It? Have
I
they set
know.
A date yet?
I don't want to ask him about it because last time I asked him a personal question, he told me that thing about his girlfriend.
Hey, look who's back.
Being sick. I don't even want to mention it. Hi, Joe.
Listen, if I'm in jail, I'm not going to flick off the warden.
That's right. Is that another sage?
Flick off?
Bit of wisdom.
Flip off. Flip off.
Flick off.
Shake off.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
Because between the two, you make me laugh.
You're killing us, Joe. Okay, so I got it. You're just going through the motions now. You don't. You, on the inside, you still feel the same way about the guy.
Not really. I've just been beaten down.
Listen,
just like all of us.
I don't want you to be on an island out there alone. I don't trust the guy as far as I can throw him. Our general manager, Michael Hughes, he's a snake. He's a reptile of the highest regard. He only comes out at night. He sucks blood out of people. He's
vampire.
The worst.
He is vampire.
He's the worst.
But here's the point. My point
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I find it a pleasure to work with him.
I enjoy every minute. I actually enjoy my discussions with him.
He's a total professional.
Yeah. With that in mind...
Professional jerk.
With that in my mind, I enjoy my conversation with him. Mm-hmm. But in the back of my mind, I hate to say this, I never know what's going on. Always
the
keep
thing
an
was,
eye on
what happened to me when that word got out, we all got suspended for 2 weeks, is that that is a flawed principle of the company. It's a flawed way of the company of dealing with something like that. And you can't get your point across when you're not even allowed on the property for 2 weeks. And then when you get back and you're trying to get back on your feet financially because it's been ripped, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
It's been ripped from you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have time to deal with it then.
Right.
And then once you get back on your feet, who cares? It's just another day in paradise.
Okay.
What was your part-time sure is. Job?
Does anybody follow anything of what Joe
said? Oh, I totally know what he's saying.
I know we do, but what I'm saying
is... He disagrees, as we all do, with the way that they do that.
But what was unexplained to the listener is that, you know, like whenever that was on vacation time 3 months ago, a bad word got out during the best of, and they suspended Joe because the word got through without anybody hitting the button.
Right.
So that's what you were uptight about, upset about.
Well, no. I mean, it's just that... To deal with something so petty in such a harsh way, when we're all coming out of this as a nation, it's not Janet Jackson time anymore.
Joe,
I think the country is getting past.
May I just
more
say
important
that,
things to worry about?
That I think that you know that's a dangerous word. Okay, it's not a little word, Joe.
What
that word that got out on the air? It's a dangerous word.
Please, I got religious neighbors who are like, "You got to be kidding me."
Mm-hmm. But dude, really? I mean, now I'm not kidding you. You can't. You just ask Ron and Fez. Even in the
I know. It's
a mistake.
Still flawed.
You can't. You can't let that word get out on the air. I mean, when it happens, they do what they do.
Yeah,
they do what they do.
I mean, that's their... But I disagree with the action that was taken, and I disagree with the way it was handed out. And you know, the part of the disappointment is knowing that nobody around here is going to stand behind you, and that's when you start to feel like, well, hey, I'm on this island, you know, so. You know, where do you go from there? Well, you just pick it up, dust yourself off, and get on with it.
I totally agree with him.
All you can do.
I agree with what he just said. That's actually the most sense he's ever made on the show.
Okay. I don't even have anything to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
No need. He said it all.
You said that's a...
No, but that thing about you pick yourself up, you're on your own. You are on your own.
It is what it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
It's the way you got to live around here in this atmosphere.
I hate arguing. I'm going to do what Mike does, devil's advocate.
Right.
You know... If you just hit the friggin' button, we never would have had that problem.
I know, but, you know.
Okay, so take some personal responsibility. I had to take personal responsibility when it happened to me, and so did Mike.
Mm-hmm. And so have Ron and Fez.
Right.
But
so let it go.
I have, but it still doesn't change my opinion that the company's philosophy on it is flawed.
How is it?
These things happen, and it doesn't.
Joe, you can't.
It's not
listen,
a goddamn nuclear bomb going.
Dude, in our business, it is. You cannot let cuss words get on the radio and think, oh, oops, we just slipped. You just can't now.
Not now, but you could before, and everybody's just got to let up.
Okay, you let us know when that time comes. I mean, really, let me know.
It's here. It's here.
Okay. Talk to somebody in this company or any other broadcasting company.
They're not going
to
listen.
And find anybody that would say, you know what, if one of the four-letter words gets through occasionally that's not allowed, if it was a mistake, we'll let it go.
Now we're going to talk in circles because you know very well there are stations in this area that have shows that let those words get out and the companies do nothing about it. And now we're in a full circle and it's not even worth talking about.
Is that in our company, though, in the company that you're working for?
No.
Okay, then. So, you know,
but see,
life
now we're
isn't
full circle
fair.
And now we're just talking nonsense because...
No, we're not talking nonsense. We're having a real honest discussion. Your thing is because someone else can do it and get away with it, it's not fair. Life isn't fair. You work for a company that's really just busting balls about this one particular topic.
Well, the thing that I agreed with that Joe said was that when anything happens, and it happened to us, it happened to Joe, it's happened to, it's happening all over the place in this company. The fact is that everybody is... I get the sense, I get the feeling. Well, we have a partnership, so you and I what happens to you happens to me and vice versa.
Yeah.
But I do feel that we and the individuals that get into this trouble, you're on your own, man. Something happens, you're on your own. Whatever the policy is, if it's a consistent policy, that's it. We have to live with it. But, man, you get a sense that when he talks about the fact that there's nobody really behind you and that you are on your own, you know, even after that policy is taken care of, and they basically enforce that rule, there ought to be something there, you know, said, hey, we did this. This is policy. You understand that, but you never get that sense here anymore.
No.
You don't get that sense.
No,
and we had it years ago. We had it years ago at another radio station and another radio station.
But again, so we're back to the point that I get to off the air with a lot of these people. So what we're going to talk about, the fact this place is screwed up, what are we going to do about it? You know, until the next round of musical managers happens, we're stuck with these schmucks.
And that's when you realize it. You know what you're going to do about it? You're going to eat it and forget about it. And that's why, you know, I let go of the Michael Hughes things. I'm not going to hate the warden of the jail. I mean, I'm not going to do it.
Now, here's where I'm going to contradict myself. You can still hate him.
Well, I mean,
like I do,
but I'm not.
I just got done 5 minutes arguing with you about why the company was right. But now I'm going to tell you at the same time, they're all jerks. They don't know the first freaking thing about what real life is. I mean, when you're broadcasting, mm-hmm. They have no idea. So you can do what I do. Pretend that you like these people, but inside, hate.
Don, you know. Ixnay on the Ikley.
What was that?
What?
That was what I see. That was the, this is that we reached that time where Joe's been in the studio too long.
Ixnay on the Ikley. Nick's on the light?
I'm trying to, on the light. I'm trying
like.
To say, I know that. You know that. Shh.
Okay. All right, Joe.
So now he's confused me.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was with him for a while.
It's always
a hell of a lot longer than I normally am.
It's always good talking to Joe, getting the working man's perspective.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times out here with the beautiful life that the performers lead, we don't know what it's like for the people behind the scenes.
When they pull that, they set those guys back for a loop. Financially,
yeah.
It's a kick in the solar plexus.
Correct.
And if the management doesn't know what they do to people when they do that, it's goddamn tough when you're basically used to dealing with something and dealing with that paycheck. It's tough. It's very tough.
Correct.
And it's unfortunate, but that's the climate we work in.
So anyway, listen, let's end this pep talk now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hughes, you and I are the same. We both just really think he's a horse's ass, but when we're with him, we're going to go, hey, you're the man. Right? And then we'll just wait, you know, until he screws it up. And then the next guy will be here. That's what I tell everybody all the time. What are you worried about? You're going to be working here longer than they will. Just wait. It's the circle of life at WJFK. Trust me.
It's gotten me this far, that's for sure.
Trust me. We've worked,
you can't argue with that.
We've worked our way through like 5 general managers, at least 9 program directors, something over 20 sales managers.
Right.
For goodness sakes. Don't worry about it, Joe.
Okay.
There'll be someone, you know, the wheel will go around next time. Who knows who we're going to get to be the new manager? Joe? I don't think
Jesus.
So. You point it right at Joe.
That'd be good.
I don't think so.
To have a buddy like him up there?
I think Jag's on the fast track.
Haji?
He's got all the qualities.
His magic carpet?
He seems to have all the qualities.
Oh, here's what he's got going for him. He's a minority.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it. That is an advantage.
Sure.
That he's, what is he?
I think he's Indian.
Indian. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought he was British.
That's just the accent.
But he probably is on the fast track. You're right, Mike. He's probably the next general manager here.
I think so.
Haji.
Yep.
Jag. The guy who mails all the prize packs right now. He's your prediction to be the next general manager?
Absolutely. That's okay. The guy I think that's on the fast track.
Mm-hmm. You know who I'm voting for? Dave Howard.
Dave Howard.
Dave Howard.
I like him.
Show me a great GM, though, and I'll show you a GM with no work ethic.
You know who?
With a very slow work ethic.
I think you're ignoring the obvious general manager choice. Guy who's been here a long time.
Who's that?
Greg Edger.
Fair enough.
The board op for the Mr. Stearns program.
What about Ben?
Ben would be good.
I don't think Ben is a company employee.
Ben the custodian. The new general manager doesn't have to
I'll sign off on that for you. I'll sign off on that for you.
It may be that no one knows more about the company than Ben, however.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So what Ben does know about. Ben knows about that sex room downstairs, about that electrical room downstairs.
And he's the number one shareholder in the building.
Used for sex by everybody that works here. All right, Joe, get out of here, please.
Okay.
Thank you very hard.
General Manager Joe Ardinger.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.